And now we're going to make a proclamation of the merits and eternal blessings. Take some flower petals and throw them for each of the mantras that we're going to recite. Place them on your altar. Om, peace be unto you. Om, increase or nourishment be unto you. Om, satisfaction be unto you. Om, positive change be unto you. Om, freedom from obstacles be unto you. Om, life be unto you. Om, freedom from disease be unto you. Om, consciousness of infinite goodness be unto you. Om, consciousness of infinite goodness in all action be unto you. Om, progress or increase in all action be unto you. Om, progress and increase in all ways of truth be unto you. Om, progress or increase in all knowledge be unto you. Om, progress or increase in scriptures be unto you. Om, progress or increase in wealth and grains be unto you. Oh, may your beloved deity be your wealth. Oh, may you remain safe and secure without any fear. Oh, may sin, sickness, impurity, and that which is not conducive unto welfare leave from you. The creative capacity with the greatest merit, the cause of the birth of creation, eternally has its being in the tree of wisdom. May his blessing of merit be bestowed upon us. O Brahmins, my sincere effort is to perform the worship of Shiva. Let these activities yield merit. Om, let these activities yield merit three times. Om, let these activities yield merit three times. Om, let these activities yield merit three times. Punya is merit. It's the highest blessing, the privilege of sitting in the presence of God. And that's the blessing, we're, the merit we're trying to accrue through our good karma. With the solidity of the earth, let the supreme welfare be. May the rishis, the attained ones, and the celestial singers bestow welfare upon us. O Brahmins, my sincere effort is to perform the worship of Shiva. Let these activities bestow welfare. Oh, let these activities bestow welfare three times. May the ocean yield prosperity as it did when the great goddess of true wealth and others were produced. Fully and completely giving forth excellent luster, may prosperity be unto us. O Brahmins, my sincere effort is to perform the worship of Shiva. Let these activities bestow prosperity. Om, let these activities bestow prosperity three times. Let the eternal blessings which grant changes of indestructible merit and welfare be with us. May the Lord, who removes all obstacles, be pleased and grant to us eternal blessings. O Brahmins, my sincere effort is to perform the worship of Shiva. Let these activities bestow eternal blessings. O may life be filled with eternal blessings three times. The eternal blessings to us, O rule of the pure who perceives all that changes. The eternal blessings to us, searchers for truth, knowers of the universe. The eternal blessings to us, O divine being of light, keep us safe. The eternal blessings to us, O spirit of all-pervading delight, grant that to us. Who is born from the churning of the ocean, the cause of bliss to the worlds, the beloved of Vishnu and welfare herself, may Shri, the highest respect, be unto us. Remember, Sha means Shanti, Ra means your mind, E means your heart. The perfect respect, the highest respect, when you perceive with equanimity, with perfect peace in your mind and your heart, you offer respect. O Brahmins, my sincere effort is to perform the worship of Shiva. Let these activities bestow the highest respect. Om, the highest respect to you, goal of all existence, wife of the full and complete night, the unknowable one, at whose sides are the stars and who has the form of the relentless search for truth. O Supreme Divinity, my Supreme Divinity, all existence is my Supreme Divinity. As the son of Mrikunda, Markandeya is the author of the Chandi. comes from Markandeya Purana. As the son of Mrikand, Markandeya found imperishable life. May we be united with life and blessed with 100 autumns. May 100 autumns be unto you. As the imperishable union of Shiva and Gauri, as the soul of kings manifested in the respected Ram, so may the goddess of respect forever be united with us and always dwell in our house. May respect be unto you. The Lord of all beings, protector of the worlds, creator, Brahma, supporter of the gods, may the Supreme Lord be graciously eternal and always protect us. May the Supreme Lord, Lord of all beings, be pleased. May life and eternal blessings be unto those who perform this worship and to those who assist. May respect be given to the priest who impart this wisdom. Om, may this invocation for eternal blessings find excellent prosperity. Yes. No, we're talking both the benefits, we're saying them to all the gods and goddesses, and these are the benefits, and let them be unto all of us. We get the prasad of our offering, and that's just what we're offering. Not just sweet things to Ganesh, no, for everybody. For all of us, not to Ganesh, but to Ganesh's disciples. Ganesh doesn't need our blessings, we do. And that's why we're blessing ourselves. We're not blessing Ganesh. So this is the high priest is speaking on behalf of the entire congregation. Me, myself, and I. Please bless me. Each one of us is the high priestess of our temple, and we're offering blessings on behalf of our congregation. We're leading this congregation in worship. May we all be blessed. That's the ender. Those aren't fire offerings. Those are flower offerings. Yes. 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 That's where the flowers stop for the time being. And now we just, please, you can offer whatever you want, whatever you have. If you have flower petals, you can offer petals of flower. You can throw them on the Shiva Lingam. You can offer grains of rice. You can offer leaves of durva grass, which is a crab grass with 5 stems on the leaf. A kind of a weedy grass that has 5 leaves on 1 stem. That's the sprouts of durva that Ganesh loves. So flower petals, it gets very expensive. We're going to do 108 names of Shiva. Then we're going to do 1,000 names of Shiva. So, budget. Budget your flowers. If you have someone to clean up the puja after you're done, then throw rice. If you clean it up yourself, then maybe it's a little easier just to offer flowers from your heart.